You can bring us whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Once again, 855-453. You take control and bring up anything. That's the point of Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about what you want, and we're live 7 nights per week. Of course, you can always visit us online at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content of the site. You can submit things to it, news items, blog posts, opinion pieces, YouTube videos, whatever you find online that you think our other listeners will appreciate. You submit it as show prep, and then others can vote on it up or down, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. As we continue here to news from what could be your local high school or middle school in this case. And then, Mark, you'll have a follow-up piece that's sort of related. Matawan, New Jersey is where this one's happening, but it could be any town, USA, because stuff like this happens all over the place. There's a lot of confusion, according to CBS New York, at Matawan Aberdeen Middle School, where students say the principal made an unusual announcement last week. First, I heard over the loudspeaker, "We are a no-hugging school."
No hugging school.
"And we are, this is our new policy," says student John Corelli. Some of the students went home with stories about a hugging ban, that if they hugged in schools, they could be suspended. Some parents, including Tammy Sabatini, who has three kids that have attended the school, found the idea crazy.
Crazy sounds, it sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm. The mom in this case says they've hugged forever since they were babies, and now they're being told they can't do it. "It's stupid. I've never heard of such a thing. Why can't you hug?" another parent told 1010 WINS Steve Sandberg.
They don't want those dirty, dirty middle school students touching each other when they know what they're thinking.
"Before you know it, it'll be dirty dancing in the hallways.
They'll be doing it in the bathrooms."
That's
the kind of suggestion that you have here. And I'll admit, in middle school and high school, I've hugged people of the opposite sex and thought things about it.
Well, I can tell you, whether you hug them or not, you'll probably be thinking things about it.
Certainly getting a level of prurient joy out of it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
"It's kind of silly," says one man, the other parent said, "it's how we grew up, with affection. You hug, you kiss."
It's a good idea.
Yeah, at least if you don't want your child to be a mass murderer when they grow up. Because I think that there's been plenty of studies that have shown that parents that don't hug their children and show their children affection, those kids are more likely to grow up torturing animals and then moving on to raping or murdering human beings.
Yeah, human touch is important.
It's really important. And so one man says, "It's kind of silly. When I was in middle school, I hugged my friends, boys and girls. I don't know what the big deal is." On Wednesday night, many parents received the following recorded message from the principal trying to clarify things. The message said, quote, "Hugging can be inappropriate.
And sure can.
We want to make sure that there is no inappropriate physical contact. We certainly do not have a policy against hugging, nor do we intend to, or have we, suspended students for hugging." Well, if that's true, then why did you get on the announcements in the morning and say you're a no-hugging school? The message went on to say the school wants the students to stay focused on academics. CBS 2's reporter tried to talk to the principal about the issue, but he had no comment.
I stepped in it for all I care to this week. Thanks very much.
Yep, and the school superintendent also had no comment. "It's just an outrage," said one student. It's hugging. It's not like it's going to kill anyone. "If they can't do it in school," said one parent, "they have plenty of time to hug their friends outside of school."
Well, they're going to wonder what it is, this big deal about hugging. And perhaps there'll be more hugging. And maybe topless hugging. Naked hugging.
"When they're home under the supervision of their parents and when they're in school, they can learn," said one parent. So while there's still a lot of confusion over the whole issue...
Isn't schools for learning and isn't hugging an important part of life? Shouldn't you learn about that?
Indeed.
I mean, it's probably more important than some of the stuff they're teaching in those schools.
Why can't we learn about hugging, actually? I mean, there's different kinds of hugs. There's the Christian side hug.
There's the Christian side hug. We did a show on that one time.
Yeah.
And this hilarious thing where this youth group essentially was advocating hugging from the side with one arm,
right,
as opposed to hugging with two arms from the front.
Right, like a real hug.
Right, the good Christian kids don't hug from the front, they hug from the side. Give them the old Christian side hug.
Yeah, there's a song.
There was an awful song that went with it.
I'll pull it up. I can't believe it's only been 3 years since we've done this.
It was absolutely Free Talk Live gold,
yeah.
And I love it. But
we'll give you the Christian side hug here in just a moment. So yeah, why not learn about what hugging is all about and how it's beneficial to humans, and that humans are social animals, and that, you know, it's a good thing for us to touch one another and to be close to one another. And
yeah.
And I think this is sad. So clearly the principle is doing some backpedaling here, right? I mean, they've got this recorded message here saying that they don't have a policy against hugging. So I have to say I'm a little confused. On one hand, they're told over the loudspeaker they're a no-hugging school and that it's their new policy.
But he also claimed that hugging can be inappropriate. I mean, in the same letter where he claims that, you know, there's no rule against hugging. Hugging can be inappropriate.
And maybe it's true that they haven't suspended students for hugging. But that doesn't mean they won't be written up. That doesn't mean that they won't get a referral, as they were called when I went to school. It's the precursor to tickets that you get from the police.
Right. You get used to getting ticketed.
Right. You get a referral, and then there's different punishments for different types of offenses. They get little boxes they check off. Maybe they're going to add hugging to shows that, I guess, probably already have public display of affection.
Inappropriate physical contact. They wouldn't want to say hugging.
PDA, public display of affection. So you might just get in-school suspension. Or I guess that would still be considered suspension. You might get detention rather than suspension.
Which really is just after-school suspension.
Sometimes it's in-school detention. Sometimes they'll actually take you out of class and sit you in a room. And you'll be alone in the room. Sometimes it's after school. Sometimes it's Saturday school. So I think that the principal in this particular case is being slimy, and he's sliming his way around and trying to backpedal here. Oh, well, we haven't suspended anyone over this.
Maybe he gets so much backlash on this that they, you know, backs off. It sounds like a person who's just got a problem with physical touch and is probably a pervert and is walking around the halls thinking about all those middle school girls or boys, God knows what his preferences are, and, you know, just can't help himself. And he's like, you know, those young middle school boys touching those middle school girls, they make me so angry. I must stop this.
I wish I could have hugged a girl when I was in middle school.
Well, he probably did, and he's just sad that he can't do it now.
Let's go, God. Let's go to Tim, listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Hey.
I called a few days ago about the, being paid for and anything, but regardless, I have kind of a situation that's kind of related to this school topic that we're talking about.
All right.
A principal at our school has banned the senior sweatshirts because on the back, when the kids had to sign it, like they, you know, everybody in the class signs it, and then they print it off or whatever. Well, they refused it, or they didn't check it over before they printed it, and one of the names on there was Mike Oxbig, and so they ended up banning the sweatshirts from the seniors from wearing in school.
For Mike Oxbig?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's really pushing it. This is one of those play on words where they're trying to, get across some message. That's...
My favorite one is where the last name is Hunt. I'm not going to say the first part,
right,
simply because.
Well, that's one of the old standbys there, but there are lots of them out there. You know, I think that they're really, real. God, what a... I'm so glad
I love that
I'm not
when
a school
people,
anymore.
Yeah, I loved it when people would slip stuff like that through into the yearbook, and they won't get caught, or like somebody in the yearbook staff would overlook it, and then of course it'd be after the fact and it'd be too late. It was always fun when that stuff happened.
Well, the thing is the one of the class advisors was supposed to check the shirts over, and it turned out that she actually knew it was on the shirt, but never decided to do anything about it. And now the principal got wind of it. They are banning the seniors from wearing them in the school.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
God. So because somebody printed real small on it, Mike Oxbig.
Oh, yep. And you can't even see it unless you're actually looking for it.
Right. Like you have to. The person has to hold still, kind of bend towards so you can get some light, and then you can take a look at this tiny little printing that the screen printing's just barely big enough to put on.
As though that would be the reason for someone to wear the shirt to school. And by the way, bringing more attention to it is what they've effectively done here by banning the shirt.
It's just good advertising.
Tim, if you've got more you want to share, you're welcome to stick with us. More on the way here at 855-450-FREE. You can tell us your school absurdities in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this horrible
plan. And they call it democracy.
I've had enough of greedy lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And we invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page. So head on over to cam.freetalklive.com. Do those things and do them for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. A life yacht is the idea for a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power. To some extent, it can grow its own food and has a shallow draft and a ramp to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV on and offshore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home just about anywhere in the world. You could be involved for as few as $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. You can visit ericksoncouncil.com to find out more. See their, they've got a video there that is very inspiring. ericksoncouncil.com. And if you have trouble finding the website, you can go to freetalklive.com. There is a banner for Erickson Council. It's got a sailboat with the hydrofoil sails. It's ericksoncouncil.com.
We continue here. We'll, of course, take your calls about what you want. What we started out this hour with was a story about a school announcing on the morning announcements that they were a no-hugging school. And that hugging was now against school policy. Later, the principal backpedaled and said, we haven't suspended anyone for hugging. We just want to make sure there's no inappropriate physical contact going on, and that we haven't set a policy against hugging. So what's the truth? Well, I guess the students will find out as time goes on. Will students be given tickets or rather referrals for hugging? Will they have to do in-school suspension, detention, picking up garbage around the school? Who knows what sort of level of enforcement this will have? But it certainly seems like they were trying to move forward with this and kind of were stymied by the press coverage.
Has that feel to it?
Yeah. So, of course, you're welcome to tell us your stories. And yes, yet another reason to get your kids out of government school. These places are insane, and there's, of course, zero tolerance policies across the board about weapons, which means you can't even bring a butter knife in a lot of cases. You can't. There's a zero drugs tolerance policy, meaning you can't bring aspirin in. I mean, it's just so nutso. And then, of course, you also get the government pro-government indoctrination that happens there as well.
No shortage of that.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get back to Tim listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota. Go ahead with your thoughts, Tim.
All right, so I was wondering what could you possibly do about the principal who has banned the sweatshirts.
Oh, right. We're back to, you had pointed out that, was this in your local area when this happened?
Yes, this is at my high school.
Oh, you were in high school. I missed that point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, got it. What grade are you in?
I'm in 11th.
Okay, so junior in high school, the seniors have sweaters or sweatshirts, and they have all the, senior class names on the back. There was one name, Mike Oxbig, that was printed on the back, and it made it through the printing process, and now the principals or whoever's in charge over there has found it out, and they've banned the seniors from wearing the shirts. Surprisingly, they haven't forced them to turn them back in and set them all ablaze in a pyre in the middle of the school's football field, but they have said that you can't wear them to school. And what was your question? What could be done about it?
Yeah, what could you possibly do to make it so either we can get money back or they can get money back for them or able to wear them again?
Well, that's a good.
I don't know. I mean,
what happens if you wear it? What are they going to do to you? Give you a suspension?
I would post. They probably would. I would post to Free Talk Live. Let's see, facebook.freetalklive.com and see what other listeners have to say about
that's
these,
a good idea.
These
well,
ideas.
If it's their fault for not checking it over, shouldn't the seniors be able to get their money back for it?
That's so cute the way you think the government is fair and stuff. That's nice. It must be nice to be, 17 years old.
That's
and
a valid
still have,
thing to say.
Still, yes, I'm only being a jerk, and not being a jerk to you. I'm just pretending to be a jerk in order to entertain radio audience. The fact is the government has no, it isn't fair, it doesn't look fair, and nobody really even believes it's fair.
Mm. So the purchase of the shirt came from some agency within the school? Was it who actually put this deal together?
I'm not 100% sure, but it's generally they order from an out-of-school kind of place, and then they run it through and then sent over to the school.
So what would happen if you went to school with a shirt on, it was like a handmade shirt, and you wrote the word Oxbig, just Oxbig on the shirt? What would happen then?
That is a very good question.
See, these are the sorts of things I would like to do. If I were back in school, I would, dance around it as much as possible.
It does sound fun.
It depends if they notice it or not.
Oh, well, they'll notice it if you write Oxbig real big on the shirt. I mean, like, the shirt says Oxbig. That's all, though. No Mike portion, just the Oxbig portion. Just to draw attention to the issue.
Well, then I'd assume it'd be okay.
Well, I don't. I wouldn't assume that. No.
Oh no. That principal's going to have your hide in one form or another if you wear a big handmade shirt that says Oxbig across.
Just because there's no policy against it doesn't mean that they won't all of a sudden, you know, legislate on the spot that this shirt is inappropriate.
You are cute the way you think this whole school thing works works fair and equitably, and then things are done by logical people that think through what they're doing.
Basically, they'll do whatever they want, and they'll get away with doing whatever it is that they want to. So really, the only question comes down to what sort of consequences are you willing to face for perhaps doing some level of hilarious disobedience in this particular issue. You know, what happens to you when you get suspended? Is it just, that doesn't go on your permanent record or anything like that? You're going to miss some testing.
I don't know what this permanent record thing is anyway. I've never had an employer ask me, have you ever been suspended from
high school?
You know, I'm not sure what the permanent record is and who it's important to.
This isn't the first time that they've had problems with shirts. Like, throughout every year we'll have like a dress-up type day, and this year we had one that was favorite reality star, and one of my friends and his girlfriend, one said, had a shirt on that said, I'm the father, and the other one said, I'm the mother, and then like made it look so she was pregnant, and on the back said, 16 and pregnant, and he also banned that shirt from them wearing it as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to say.
I think there are a number of creative things that I'm sure I can't even think of right now that that you guys could do. I remember when I was in school, we did something really mean to one of the teachers, and it's so ironic now when I look back on it. We had a teacher, a Spanish teacher, who was a Quaker. Now, of course, I consider myself a Quaker now, right? In high school, I didn't really know what a Quaker
was.
Not
so much.
But I knew I could make fun of her because of some of her her belief systems. And, you know, she was pro-peace at the time. I was a punk-ass kid, and I thought, you know, the military was pretty cool. And so, you know, we basically just made this woman's life very difficult. And looking back on it, I'm sorry about it. But, you know, at the time, it was fun. We were just having fun. And so we had Joan Baez Day, because Joan Baez apparently also was a Quaker.
I didn't know she was a Quaker, but she's certainly a peace advocate.
Yeah, and so, you know, we somehow tied that into this woman and a bunch of kids. Like, one guy made Quaker armor, and he took, like, parts of the Quaker Oats boxes and made armor. And there was other things that were done, and there was a banner that some kids carried around. There was all this stuff that happened around.
What'd the banner say?
I don't remember, Mark. Joan Baez Day or something like that. I mean, it wasn't so focused on the teacher. It was just focused on Joan Baez Day, which sort of was this veiled joke about the teacher. But there were all kinds of creative things that the kids came up with to join in on this. So I'm sure that if you get together with some of your buddies, you can think up some fun stuff to do that would sort of skirt the line of what is and what is not acceptable. And worst case scenario, you're going to get Saturday school or something like that.
Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, post it over there and find out what some other listeners think. And if you do end up doing something, please report back, let us know, and take pictures. Thanks for the call, Tim. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here is 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You know, if you thought the hugging ban was bad, we've got another one for you. We'll share with you here in a little bit. 855-450-3733. You can bring up your government school absurdities. And I'm sure there's some private school absurdities, too. You're welcome to share any of those with us.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software. And Ian, I have a question here for you.
Yes, sir.
I put the free Bitcoin software on my wife's computer,
mm-hmm.
and then I restarted it again after, you know, I think it was months after putting it on there. She hadn't turned it on and used it or anything like that,
okay.
And it needed to download a whole bunch of block information, and like really just sort of it's going to take hours in order to get it done. Does this need to be done when you download the free Bitcoin software, or do you just start up and you're working in minutes?
It was pretty fast for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Well, it's not like I have the fastest connection in the world out there in the woods. And, this is a situation where I hadn't had the software on in quite some time. So I was just wondering about that.
Gotcha.
Bitcoins, you can send and receive money for free, no fees, anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. Just had an advertiser pay in bitcoins recently, and, you know, just a couple of days ago, and just from Japan to New Hampshire, no fees, immediately. Or pretty close to immediately.
Yep.
To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. It's bitinstant.com.
By the way, I almost forgot. Old school. These guys are totally serious, by the way.
Yeah. They're filled up with Christ love. Give me that Christian side hug.
These are the easy rules, so pay attention. It's essential. This ain't no front hug zone. You ain't got fun. You ain't my drone. Stop and listen. No front hugs and no kissing. I ain't that chance to call your mama. You'll be rolling home with Homa. I got my crew. You ain't got nothing.
No front hugs.
You ain't no rabbi, you ain't no priest, so rise up off me like a showbread with no heat. Now what? No, he's that front hug, boy. That
it's inappropriate, he says, to a front hug.
This was a church camp. This was done for a church camp, right?
It's some kind of a conference. So what you don't see here, because we're on the radio, is
really bad rap dancing.
Yeah, there's like a posse that they have, approximately 8 people. Of course, the Christian side hug is where you put one arm around someone that you're standing next to. That way there's no grabbing of anything important, etc.
Nothing looks more authentic than middle-class white kids rapping, by the way.
We be side-hugging every day and night. It's how we do, boo. This ain't no club.
They said they were Rough Riders.
That's right, and the song starts out with what sounds like gunshots.
Yeah. And did you hear the cops coming for your front hugging butt?
Right.
So lame.
Because you don't know me. I'm buying babies like Angelina Jolie.
All right, let's continue here with your phone calls. Let's talk to Kelly in Keene, our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Ian.
Kelly, you aren't administering any front. You aren't administering any front hugs, are you?
Not what?
And you're not administering to any front hugs, are you?
Oh no!
Satanic front hugs.
Right. That's right. Satan is in the front hug.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Satan, when you're front hugging, Satan's in between.
That is part of the lyrics, is it not?
I have no idea, but it should be.
Oh, it's against hugging?
You must have just tuned in.
We were talking about
a school earlier that has banned hugging, and they're not the only school that has done this, and that it kind of brought us back to 2009 when we were talking about the Christian side hug, which is a rap video that you can easily find by going to YouTube and searching for Christian side hug. Anyway, what were you calling about tonight?
Hilarious. I was calling about the call flood that we're holding tomorrow to keep me, you, and Eric J. out of the cage.
Yes. That's a fine idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it says right here on the Facebook event that we have 103 people who are going to call.
Wow.
And, I mean, just think about the impact that could have if 100 people are picking up the phone and calling the...
Who are they calling, and what are they going to say when they call?
Well, they have to call. I'll give you the number first.
But we don't have to get
telephone
number.
Numbers don't really work on the radio.
It'd be easier. You put it up at freekeen.com, did you not?
Yes, it's on freekeen.com, and there's a Facebook event that say, I didn't know that, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So what I'm saying is that we want everyone to call John Webb from the Cheshire County Attorney's Office and demand that Cheshire County actually does the right thing and drops the criminal charges against myself, Kelly Voluntarius, you, Ian, and also Derek J.
Yep. And we're talking about for the arrests. You're talking about for the arrests that were made against us for so-called trespassing at court, where you and I were arrested for trying to go in and do business, and Derek J. was arrested for standing outside. And so the suggestion is maybe to you know, bring a bunch of people on their phone lines tomorrow and let them know that it's not appreciated what it is that they're doing.
This is conceivably the most ill-conceived and egregious overstep of quote-unquote justice that has occurred in Keene, New Hampshire yet.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
My God, they arrested two people for going into court in order to do court business, and one person for standing on the sidewalk for God knows what.
Yeah, just because he's Derek J.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's really unconscionable. I mean, I can't believe that they're doing this.
So so the instructions are at freekeen.com. There's been a few posts since then, though, so you may have to scroll down the page a little bit. But what's it called? What's the article entitled? Do you happen to know?
Kelly, Ian, and Derek J. out of the cage, call flood.
There you go. And it's happening all day during business hours tomorrow, so like 8 to 4 Eastern time, basically.
So it lights up his phone for one day. Is that going to be enough?
Well, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah. It's cool, but I just wonder, who knows?
Well, I mean, he's going to have a bunch of voicemails, I presume, and probably fill up his voicemail box if enough people take part. And odds are good he's going to stop answering the phone after the first few calls.
Oh, so, I suspect. Yeah, he's going to unplug the phone.
but, yeah, he should do the right thing, and maybe this will encourage him to do the right thing. Otherwise, we're all going to trial in April, and we'll, of course, let
this
you know.
This is truly a waste of Keene taxpayer
money. We'll let you know what happens as time goes on.
If Webb goes for this, it's obviously, you know, because he's in cahoots with the sheriff who doesn't want you guys in the building.
Right.
I mean, look, if the sheriff doesn't want you in the building, he shouldn't be in the building where the court is.
Well, I plan on subpoenaing the sheriff for my trial and getting him on the stand to ask him some interesting questions about how he can ban someone from the entire courthouse property for a so-called persistent harassment when no one has ever been convicted or charged with harassment of any kind. That's what I'd like to know.
So,
Kelly, anything else you want to share?
No, you guys really covered it all. Yeah, except please take the time to call up John Webb tomorrow and tell him that me, Ian, and Derek J. do not belong in cages for walking into a public courthouse.
And the phone number is at freekeen.com. Just scroll on down. And thanks, Kelly, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, we'll, of course, take your calls even in the remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Said that you can't have a frog front hug until you say I do.
So if you end up here, then go ahead and scream it. When I hug people, I need room with always doing it. If she's front hug down without looking her eyes, you better turn to the side, pat her on the back. Jesus never hugged. Party like that!
Really?
What was that? I didn't either.
Jesus never hugged nobody like that.
Yeah. Is any kind of historical context for that?
I think they're done with the lyrics portion of the song, but
yeah, just go on with it.
So he says if she's got that front hug and look in her eye, you better step to the side and, you know, give her a Christian side hug because Jesus never hugged nobody like that.
God.
And more gunshots at the end.
It just reminds me.
And they all fall dead, by the way.
Christian school, the kind of, you know, the things they just got so all wrapped up in. Christianity today, 2,000 years later, looks nothing like Christianity did in the first and second centuries. Nothing.
Anyway, I just wanted to share the rest of the song with you. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. So we'll go to Jack listening in Motor City, Michigan. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, Jack.
Speaking of that.
Say again?
The clergy that you brought up about Christianity, and I've been hearing about these clergy response teams that are, secretly reporting on congregation members who might happen to be gun rights enthusiasts, veterans, Ron Paul supporters.
And they're reporting them to the government?
Yeah, this was reported by John Rappaport, No More Fake News, Alex Jones.
I haven't heard this at all. That doesn't make mean it's not true.
Tex Mars, Conspiracy World. They said, threat fusion centers were created during the Bush Laden administration. And then it's been carried over into what we now have witnessed with NDAA, where, and who knows, Andrew Breitbart could very well have been the first victim of the NDAA's provision for taking out what is deemed to be an enemy of the state.
It's all very conspiratorial.
It's conspiratorial, but who knows, right? I mean, like, at this point, the Obama administration has said that American citizens can be assassinated and that it's okay. Obviously, they're not going to tell you when they said, well, this is the assassination list. They're not going to put that out, so who knows?
Thank you. And, Mark, here's the deal. What about Congress? They're the ones who actually... constructed the NDAA, and they did so with the provision from whoever the Attorney General is that they wanted
Holder.
The guy from Fast and Furious. He's the guy that actually authorized Fast and Furious, the gun drug smuggling operation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Congress is complicit in this. And strangely, a couple weeks ago, it was also announced that this guy, Walter Jones, Congressman North Carolina, and a couple other of his colleagues have introduced impeachment proceedings against the president for authorizing the Secretary of Defense Panetta and the Pentagon to essentially ignore Congress's control of the military. And that's been pretty hushed up. But, it's like you said, are they ever going to tell they're never going to tell people, like you said, here's our assassination list for the next 6 months.
Right. So, or who we assassinated. You're not going to get a posthumous assassination list either.
Yes, that's ludicrous. True. Probably true. So what do we do with all this information then?
Well, I called in. I told your call screener that I came onto some evidence regarding a contracted debt. So, say I go in for whatever loan, say a mortgage, and I sign a promissory note. The promissory note that I created with my autograph as an authorized signature is deposited as a cash deposit in a new account in my name, and then the bank issues a line of credit, or a bank draft against that newly established account with that promissory note deposited as a cash deposit. And then they convert that into a security asset which they sell to investors. And then I'm supposed to pay them principal and interest or the money that I created.
Right. I say you didn't create it. The Federal Reserve created it, and they did it with your signature, there's no doubt, but the bank's still liable for that.
Well, right. I see what you're saying. You're saying that the money system is a scam and that the way that loans operate are really weird in that, as you're saying, when you sign the line on the loan, you're authorizing the bank to essentially to use their fractional reserve powers that are granted to them by the Federal Reserve Bank system to essentially create the money that is then loaned to you out of thin air. And, yes, this is an extension of how the Federal Reserve system works, and it's weird and it's bizarre, and that's the way it is. is, unfortunately. And I thank you, Jack, for the call. I would recommend that we get rid of the Federal Reserve System and have true free market money that is, you know, based on what the market demands and what people want, whether that would end up being bitcoins or silver or gold or something we don't even know right now, some sort of combo or, you know, various different things. Who knows? But freedom is the answer. What's the question? Let's continue here with Kelvin in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Kelvin.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Calvin?
Hey, let's see, I was going to say something to Kelly, but she's probably gone now. Regarding that Christian side hunk thing, I've been divorced for a couple of years now and haven't had a womanly, intimate friend in some time. But I do have a few casual, non-intimate type female friends. And let me tell you, I really love it when I get a hug from them, you know, lacking the human physical contact as I do. One of my friends is a pretty strong Christian, and she's always giving me this weird hug, sort of off to the side, like minimal body contact. And I've always thought, you know, gee, that's like really strange.
What a ripoff.
Never really.
Now you know. Jesus never would have hugged anyone from the front.
Yeah, so thank you very much for now I understand.
Yeah, take some time and go and visit Christian Side Hug. Search for that on YouTube, and you can see the video. It's absurd. I thank you for the call tonight, Kelvin. Let's go talk to Josh in Joshua in Oklahoma. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, so many fun topics tonight.
Pick one.
There's like four of them I could hit on, but for time's sake, I called because I have some information for Ian and Kelly on their upcoming case and how to use this information.
Okay.
As the states were being formed, the Supreme Court ruled early on that the states have to give you the same protections in their constitutions as you have against the federal government.
Okay.
It's not one state playing looser than everybody else. Title 18 U.S. Code, section, it's either 240 or 241, makes it a felony to conspire to oppress or intimidate anyone in the exercise of any of their constitutional rights.
Hmm.
You have the right to petition the government, which means going to the courthouse. They might choose to put a deputy on each side to escort you everywhere you go there, but they can't keep you out.
And what was that Title 18 what?
Section either 240 or 241.
Okay. Well, thanks for the clue, Joshua. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You got to know how to use that.
Well, I don't have time, unfortunately, at the moment, but I appreciate your call tonight, and thank you very much. We are going to continue tomorrow night, though, at freetalklive.com. You can join us online in the meantime as well. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can bring up anything you want tomorrow. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.